Good morning, Dale.
Well, we've got a country star in trouble.
New guy Michael Ray arrested in his hometown of Eustis, Florida yesterday on a DUI and possession of cannabis oil. He crashed into a car in front of him at a McDonald's drive-thru and told police his foot slipped off the pedal, but he had bloodshot eyes and slurred speech. He was taken to jail on a $6,000 bond after he failed sobriety test and would not take a breathalyzer.
Michael
yesterday said, "I'm so very sorry for the disappointment these events have caused. I know it will take time, but I will do everything I can to rebuild your trust."
Well, you know, on the positive side, a couple of years ago, he was part of one of our St. Jude Partner in Hope show. I think he's a good guy at heart. Just made a little mistake here. Let's just get back on the right track.
Yeah, exactly. Garth made $60 million this year, tying with Elton John for number 11 on Forbes' highest paid musicians of 2017. Number 18, Kenny Chesney made $42 million, and he didn't even tour. And Luke Bryan's $42 million put him in a tie with, how can that be? How can they both have made $42 million?
You're asking me a math question? Haven't we covered this?
Something's wrong here. Luke somehow is below Kenny a few million. That's not very nice. Jason Aldean loves to go to the mall at Christmas during the day when everybody's at work so he can get his shopping done. Jason says, "Then I like to go at night just to watch everybody act crazy and get freaked out." And finally, Thomas and Lauren Rhett are getting ready to move into their new home soon. It will include a mahogany kitchen table Thomas's granddad made for them a few Christmases ago.
That's neat.
Pretty cool. I'm Nashville Kat, back tomorrow with more news and Dish for KF Country.